Whoops, sorry about that. First of all, Mr. Mayor, I guess, is there going to be a Lumberjack Festival, a Lumberjack Days Festival, or something like it this summer?
Not this summer. As much as, you know, it'd be interesting to see a replacement event. The Army Corps of Engineers tells us after 15 years of delay that they're finally going to get around to building that the last stage of the flood wall. So we won't have a park to host the event in.
So
not this year, but I think the sentiment on council is for future years. So probably it'll be a two-year hiatus, and looks like in 2014 it'll make a comeback.
Do you think the construction of the park is going to have an impact on other festivals and events that have been held there traditionally?
Definitely, and we've been in talk with Scott Zarin at the car show, and just said, you know, you might have to find another venue for a little bit. It's too important of a project to put off. So yes, it definitely will have an impact on the downtown and on other events.
On the survey regarding Lumberjack Days, I guess we can look at it positively that there is support for some events, and perhaps more importantly, you found that there is a lot of support from the people who are questioned about coming to Stillwater for events, that they do come and support events in Stillwater.
That was the interesting thing, and we should just back up a little bit. That this whole survey was paid through by the Convention and Visitors Bureau tax. So we use kind of that revenue source to, actually find out in a scientific manner what people's opinions are about events. And overall, there were a couple interesting numbers, and I don't have the survey right in front of me, but it was about, I think it was 92% of the participants in the survey, which I think was a little over 1,200 people or households. A little over 1,200, 92% said they participate in at least one event in Stillwater, and whether it's the fireworks, Lumberjack Days, Summer Tuesdays, car shows, art fairs, races, whatever it might be, which really surprised me because, you hear people that, there's locals that just don't go downtown and they haven't been downtown in 30 years. Well, that's not what really came out in the survey.
Now, you called the survey fascinating reading, but I think in listening to you talk that if you could have done it over again, there might have been some things you might have done differently. What would those be?
Well, I mean, there's always, we gave Redex, which is a Stillwater-based company, a very difficult task. We said, do a survey for us, and that was about the only input we gave. I think, a couple of council members might have sharpen their pencil on a question or two, but there were some open-ended questions that we realized in retrospect that either weren't defined the best that they could be, or were leading in a sense. One of them talked about should the city pay to put on an event, such as Lumberjack Days. And it was worded in such a sense that it might feed into the perception that the city is paying or was paying a substantial amount of money for Lumberjack Days, when in fact, our contribution was actually very small. And, a couple of years ago, we were actually receiving, portions of the gate sale, so it was actually the opposite. We were, making, $5,000 or $10,000 off of the event after all our costs were netted out. So that was one that we said, we probably could have done a better job on it. There was another of, it was a little open-ended. It was, do you prefer to see a summer festival such as Lumberjack Days larger, the same size, or smaller? Well, it depends on which year are you talking about? If you're talking about Leonard Skinnerd, which was, I think it was 6 or 7 years ago, I think most people would say, no, we don't want that. But if that's what people were using as their point of reference, we didn't give them a point of reference. So if they were using Leonard Skinnerd as a point of reference, they'd say, no, we want it smaller. If you're using Chicago or, we had CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revisited, you know, that was a good, you know, good quiet crowd. You know, so we probably should have done a little bit better job of defining, you know, the point of reference in that. And I think that always happens in a survey. You get it back, and some of the answers, you know, spawn other questions that you just don't have the financial resources to delve into.
Well, I guess where do we go from here? Because the big question I see is, okay, if you want a festival, who's going to do it? Who's going to put the effort in?
And that's you know, as they say, stay tuned. That's the big question. The council will be looking at that at the second meeting in March. And, you know, really we have two paths we can go on. One is, you know, try to do it in-house or through some sort of a business coalition or something much, you know, like the early origins of the festival were, you know, where it was done by, you know, a couple businesses or, you know, the Thompsons or whatever, kind of saying, okay, we're going to get this going again. You know, that's one option. The other option is to, you know, put it out to bid to a professional event company and have them say, you know, put on the show for us. And, you know, and there's pluses and minuses to both, and we're going to have to debate that. And really, I shouldn't say the decision's going to be made in March. With the riverfront being ripped up, we have a little bit of time to work through this. I mean, we could not physically put on a lumberjack show this summer because the riverfront's going to be under construction with the levee. So I think what will happen is we'll probably want to bring in some business leaders, some citizens, and try to, you know, be very slow and methodical. We have time. You know, we probably have until next November before you really have to start firming up your plans for 2014 for Lumberjack Days. So I think we can be slow and methodical and have time to get a lot of feedback from different groups. But the survey results that we got, that we received, were incredible. Like I said, in that, you know, two-thirds of the people said, you know, they actually liked Lumberjack Days. You know, and there was another question in there that, you know, indicated that, you know, there was an 82% support or I think it was participation level. So, you know, it gave us a lot of data to consider.